top headlines.
That ball that T-Bone just threw at me, that was a strike. See, I can do it. Bruins lost to the St. Louis Blues last night. 2-1 the final. But the point that they got in the overtime loss was good enough to give them a spot in the postseason. So, for more on that, we'll talk to Anton Khudobin, who was in net last night. How you feel about that outcome there, Anton?
Yeah, that's the only good news that we could reach the playoffs, to be honest, because I'm not happy with both of those goals, to be honest. But there is only one good news, clinch the playoff.
Wow. You are into the playoffs, and their road trip will continue tomorrow night in Dallas. Ton of players not skating for the Bees last night. Patrice Bergeron, Zdeno Chara, Charlie McAvoy still out. Also, Torrey Krug didn't play last night. No David Backes, Rick Nash, Jake DeBrusk. Tomorrow night they will be in Dallas. Also tomorrow night, Celtics begin their road trip in Portland. Celtics assistant coach Walter McCarty has been named the head coach of the University of Evansville men's basketball team. NCAA men's Sweet 16 games tonight. Loyola plays Nevada at 7:07, followed by Texas A&M taking on 3-seed Michigan. Then it's Kansas State and Kentucky at 9:37. The late game tonight, Gonzaga takes on Florida State. Headlines are brought to you by Bill DeLuca, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram.
Did you say Walter McCarty? Yeah. As a head coach? Was he just doing Comcast 2 years ago? Like something like that. Interesting.
He's been an assistant for a while. What else? Okay, let's do it again in 30 minutes. Thank you.
This is 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow us on Twitter at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A little extra effort could earn you a star.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
One o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. Let's continue with the baseball theme. You want the most ridiculous comments of the day?
Sure.
Surely they were made yesterday. Brock Holt. How do you feel about Brock Holt right now?
I think he's hit a ceiling, and I'm getting tired of the hair and the Brock Star commentary and the shades. And
just about done with that guy,
Cole
right?
Smith. Yeah, okay. Captain Cole Smith.
I mean, if you had to make a decision today, Brock Holt or Blake Swihart is the last man on the roster. Who are you picking? Swihart, thank you.
Guy can hit, and I think the majority of other positions.
I think the majority of the smart Red Sox fans would agree. The ones that are really into baseball would agree with this. Well, here's what Brock Holt says, because this obviously has been the chatter that he may be the guy left off that 25-man roster coming out of camp. And Devin Marrero, we've heard some reports about trade chatter picking up on that front for Devin Marrero. And for Brock Holt, he reached base three times on Wednesday. His average this spring, .345, OPS of .920. He's played second, third, shortstop, and left. Here's what Jason Mastrodonato had, quote-wise, from Holt in the Herald today. When asked if he deserves a spot in the big leagues, he said, "I'm not too worried about it. If the Red Sox don't want me on the roster, I'm sure there's 29 other teams that would be happy to have me on the roster."
Not one, well, 29. Well, not well. One. There's another team that would actually
be
interested.
He believes every single team in the major leagues would want him on their team. Every single one.
Well, confident.
I feel like I'm deserving of a spot on the team, and this is the part that I cannot stand, Zoe. And I think if you ask anyone in the clubhouse, they would say the same
team
thing.
Yeah, yep.
What got my back. A load of garbage. And what does that matter, Brock? Because they like you belong on the team?
It matters to
because
that group.
Because you're friends on the team, you belong on the team?
They got their clicks. You know that from last year.
What
tight-knit group.
For that very comment, I'd be like, bye.
We got our
the
got
players are not in
here.
Charge here.
Yeah.
Just because your friends want you on the team doesn't mean you make the team. Ask the clubhouse.
That's
no, how about I ask the manager and the GM? Why am I asking the clubhouse, Brock?
That's a guy that's a little desperate and panicked right there. Like, this, I'm not making this team.
Ask the guys in this clubhouse. What does the opinion of the guys in the clubhouse matter? Does it matter even a little bit? No, it doesn't. Now, he says that his symptoms have subsided. He feels like the concussions are behind him, that he's able to lock in, focus, be better than he was last year. He said, last year I was swinging through pitches. And I'm not really going to strike out a whole lot, but I was literally swinging through fastballs right down the middle, and I was like, what the heck is going on? Now I'm able to focus better on the ball. I don't have a lot of lag in my sight. This all related to the concussion. But those comments, there's 29 other teams that want me, and if you don't believe I'm deserving, ask the clubhouse. No, I'm going to pass on that. Everyone should pass on that.
Yeah. I think they should.
I don't know that we've ever had a reason to not like Brock Holt.
Right.
This could be
He's
one.
Giving you one.
You yeah. do now, right on the way out the door.
Yep. Now we do. Bye.
They don't have to do a smear campaign. He's doing it
himself. No, he's doing it for himself.
Mm.
Good. Let's see how fast you can find another team since 29 of the one.
Have fun with that one, Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah. See ya.
You suck on that one.
Blake Swihart. You know what? We pulled the GM. He said Blake Swihart, and that's the only guy that matters.
You know what we should do?
They went out. They thought so much of him. They went out and got Eduardo Nunez back in the offseason, who's a better version
right.
of him.
Yep.
Jelly knee.
Utility player. Utility guy.
To be a counter, Dick, a move to go back in his face, I'd go back and interview every guy. What do you think about Brock Holt? Would you like him here on this team? Do a little poll. Do a little poll for the paper. And put that out for the Red Sox. Hey, just to let you know, you're one of your players wants us to do a poll of who should stay or go, you know, regarding the clubhouse.
Yeah.
That'll go over well. That's a bad answer.
What a joke.
Two bad answers. Because he should have answered it. Well, if I'm not here, I'm sure I'm confident in my abilities enough where another team would want me. Not all 29.
Who was the guy? Oh, I can't remember now. Who was the bottom of the roster guy who was bitching about his at-bats a couple of years ago? Jim, help me. Red hair. He had red hair.
Thick legs, third baseman?
What was his name? Oh, this is going to drive me crazy.
Oh. Was he first or third baseman?
Somebody help me. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it who it was. Someone will remember. Someone will text us. And we laughed at him, too.
Like, red hair, huh?
Yes. Redheaded fella. What the hell was his name?
Richie Cunningham.
I think he played in Seattle for a while.
Dan Shaughnessy.
No. No, 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 no. Somebody will help me come up with this.
Sam Darnold.
I'm just drawing a blank on his name. And as soon as I say it, you're going to be like, oh, yes, him.
Sean McElroy.
No. Now you're being.
I think I know what you're talking about. So I feel like a thick legs.
He's
either third or first baseman.
Why am I blanking on his name?
Like a Napoli lookalike. With like
Mike Karp. There it is. Mike Karp. He's the new Mike Karp.
He had red hair? No, he didn't.
He had that big red beard.
He did.
Absolutely. Mike Karp.
Yeah.
Remember he left town?
Karp.
Yeah. Complaining? You know, overinflated self-worth on the way out of town? Yeah, this is the new Mike Karp. That's what it is.
It's good. Makes the decision easy.
Mike Karp.
You might could push it to Strawberry Blonde.
Strawberry forever.
Someone just texted me, Scott Hatterberg. No, not Scott Hatterberg.
Jesus.
Good one, though. 617-779-0985. Swihart in. That's what I say. What happened with the national anthem down there today? The Red Sox just started a spring training
game. A baseball game going on in Florida?
We like checking in on different versions of the anthem. We're all about the anthem here.
Are they in Lauderdale?
Where are they?
They're playing the O's in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, I love Fort Lauderdale.
Are they still in Fort Lauderdale? The O's? Wherever the O's play their
Wherever
spring
the Orioles
games.
Play their spring training games.
You want it now?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
So they came back midway after, right after commercial, they came into anthem, mid-anthem.
Yeah?
Steel drums?
What?
I think we got it.
Okay. No, I don't think we do.
Gotta listen to the end.
Still better than Fergie.
Much better than Fergie. They do the O's.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Like a harp.
good. Pretty good. That's Ed Smith Stadium in Sarasota is where that is.
Oh, they moved, huh?
Reminds Sarasota. Me of the Asian pirate guy in Home Summer Rental, the pirate ship, and he's playing...
Yorku.
And he's playing the fish sticks. There you go, the fish sticks at the restaurant.
Right, on board the Barnacle.
Yep.
It's Scully's catches of the
yes,
day.
Yes, me Scully, me
it's
here.
Fresh grouper.
Right.
Lightly breaded. Sauteed.
Are you a worker?
A delightful lemon sauce.
How do you do that? I'll never understand, Hardy. Remembers all the lines. The damn lines.
Secondary, distant characters. He's got them all down.
Braden Shen will not receive any supplemental discipline for his hit on David Krejci last night.
Okay, we'll discuss that. Bruins calls. We've got Patriots calls on Bill Belichick and what he's been up to. And, of course, Brock Holt. Do you want him? This is the question.
Does anyone want Brock Holt
over Blake Swire?
Give me Brock Holt defenders.
Are those people still out there? I'm not sure they are.
See?
Sure they are.
Cinco Scully's catches of the day. Suchis.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
J.D. Martinez was just at the plate. What happened? Strikeout? What'd he do? Sure. He's going back to the dugout.
Jim's watching his iPad. He's on a 7-minute delay.
We just realized we're in delay because we had to back it up to get the national anthem.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I'll tell you in a second.
Oh, damn it.
It appears that I'm going to say flyout based on how he was trotting back to the dugout.
Oh, he's been ripping the cover off the ball.
Has he?
No. Waiting F9. For that power. I'm just telling him, wait for that power, guys. He's going to have big power numbers. In the 30s. Mid-30s.
Ooh. Who's that? Vasquez. Slam-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
That kid can hit.
Christian Vasquez.
Boy, did he get thick.
With the round tripper. No, he didn't. He looks exactly the same.
His upper legs? Jesus, he's got bear tech thighs.
Whew. Yeah, his legs are a little thicker.
A little thicker, Jim. No,
He's got baggy pants on. He does. Those don't look like huge.
Oh, look at his ass, dude.
Yeah,
come on.
A big butt there.
He's got a huge ass.
Damn. He looks good.
Stick them shots in there.
Oh, you know what? I take it back. He looks good.
He's almost full Molina.
Oh, my God.
No, because he's not. He's more muscle than he is.
Yeah, wait till they put the tight whites on. Like the tight white home ones.
Man, he could drive the ball with those big legs.
You stepped into that one, huh?
Sure can.
Big ass. Big syringe pin cushion there.
And Lanny catching.
Woo!
Man.
Juice him up. Let's go.
Right. Sum up.
Want to watch some dingers this year.
Put the ball out of the yard. We don't have a single defender, by the way, of Brock Holt.
Of course
not. We tried. The phone lines are wide open. We tried to find one. Couldn't do it. So he's out of here. Dave, what are the guys down at the Dunkin' Donuts telling Dave Dombrowski about him? The guys down at the Dunkin' Donuts tell me. They tell me they like that we did nothing. That's why I went out and signed J.D. Martinez. 617-779-0985.
You mentioned that we were going to touch on the no suspension.
We did. We did mention that.
I don't know that there's a lot to say about it other than...
But it's a guy with a history that didn't get suspended for the hit. That supposedly is a head hit to some people.
But are you happy?
I'm glad he did not get suspended. I mean, we sat here with Backus saying, hey, guy has no history whatsoever. You know? Well, be consistent, right? And then when you bitch about consistency in these rulings, it seems like you're all over the board. Give me some of the same stuff. Be consistent with it. You know, Billy was right, though. He had that freeze frame of, you know, here they are right next to each other. It doesn't seem like he's teeing him up. And Krejci's got the head down into the turn. What are you going to do? It's a good no suspension call. Glad he did not get suspended.
Yeah, I don't want guys getting suspended for those hits. I didn't want David Backus to get suspended.
Nope.
And I didn't want this one to result in a suspension. Meanwhile, here's an update from Bruce Cassidy and Patrice Bergeron. Got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. If all goes well, he can meet with the team in Minnesota. That, to me, seems in line with everything we believed about this. He's fine. It's healed. He's good to go. Not worried about Patrice Bergeron. Right back on time, the way that I expected him to be. Whoa!
Jesus Christ.
What the hell?
A light just fell down. Wow.
Sorry I said that. That was close.
What is that?
That was like a piece of light. I'll fix it.
It's like a lens.
Yo, yeah, the lens is off.
It's like a
tinting.
That could have hurt.
They're going to be upset at this because, like, Maz's face.
Now my arm!
What are you going to do with Maz's face now?
That's my takeaway! That's my takeaway!
Oh.
Is that all it was?
That's all it was. Oh, no!
Oh, no, that's...
Jesus!
That's one of those $10,000 lights for the TV.
We're not on TV.
When's that Chinese space station supposed to be falling? Any chance that's related?
If that thing made that type of impact and noise, imagine what that space station's going to be like when it falls.
The good news is those are not TV lights. Those are not on during the TV show.
Those are like just studio lights. Those so everybody just, at lights. Comcast could breathe a sigh of relief.
Woo!
Oh, those man. Just, they're bright.
Those are just everyday lights.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. That kind of threw the show.
Rattled us. Where's Mingles? I don't think he works for us anymore. Oh. We're on an island in this building. Yeah. Sorry about that, everybody. 617-779-0985. Jim, if you could take the sound of that falling and put it next to the sound of Zoe throwing the Yeti cup
against the wall. I thought somebody threw the Yeti again, and I knew it wasn't me. And I thought somebody threw it at me because that thing fell right next to my head. Yeti.
threw the Yeti mug against the wall. It sounded similar.
Yeah, the cameras were on.
Similar.
They haven't turned those cameras on since, huh?
Chucked to the Yeti.
They're lucky I didn't hit a camera. That's all.
Lucky that didn't hit anybody. Is that heavy? Is it heavy?
No.
Jim, you tweeted out a picture of it?
I will once I get my eyesight back. That light is really bright. There's more pieces over there.
Yeah, a piece of
there's
it.
There's more piece over there.
Oh, there is a large piece over there.
A piece of it hit me in the face.
I got to go home.
Have you been hurt at work?
Yes. I was very hurt today.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Oh, let me see
this
that.
One.
Oh!
That's the one.
Okay, well, you don't have to. Okay, we all heard it the first time. You don't have to reenact it. This isn't Unsolved Mysteries. We know what happened.
Dude, imagine when that
this doesn't weigh that much.
Imagine when that space satellite comes down.
Yeah, I'll throw it to you, Hardy.
All right. Ow!
Another day off.
No, when the space satellite comes down.
At Felger's house.
It's coming down into the ocean.
How do you know that?
The Earth is 70% ocean.
I'll take my chance on a 30% bet.
It's going to hit the ocean.
You said Indian Ocean yesterday.
Yeah, I picked the Indian Ocean.
Okay,
Pacific's the biggest, right?
Yeah. I'd go Pacific myself if we're going to further play the averages. But, hey, when Skylab fell, part of that hit in Australia.
Hey,
didn't hit ocean there.
I mean, what do you think the Pacific odds are versus Atlantic? I mean, Atlantic's the second biggest one.
I mean, if we're tracking
you know,
this
like
thing.
Pacific is a
7-1. I give you 5-2 on the Pacific Ocean.
We don't have the ability to shoot this thing down? Like, get people up there and divert it?
No. No.
Not like Armageddon, like say, hey, let's send NASA
point,
out there.
I'm not sure they have a great idea about when the thing is going to come down.
Well, they thought it was going to happen last year.
Yeah, well, it did it.
What are you at now? You're at 60,000 feet, 100,000 feet? Where are you at?
The last thing I read about it was they thought it was going to be someplace in Michigan.
Oh.
Based on somebody's calculations.
Auburn Hills?
Yeah, are they using the palace for anything anymore? I don't think so.
The new malice at the palace. Satellite comes crashing through the roof. But I'm not worried about that. Really not. So the satellite's coming down.
Whoop-de-doo.
We've had space junk land before, and it will land again. Here's a question I have, though, Hardy. Won't it burn up on, like, re-entry? Remember, like, Apollo 13? You know, the heat shield? Was the heat shield going to hold and all that stuff?
I think this is significantly larger than the Apollo 13 capsule.
It's like a house?
It's like a shed? It's bigger, sure.
Mm.
Not all of it will burn up during the fiery re-entry. Somewhere between 2,000 and 8,000 pounds might come down.
Oh, that's like a car.
Car.
Yeah.
It's like a Volkswagen's going to come out of the sky.
And likely land in the ocean.
Imagine that sucker, how only fast one that person thing's gonna be moving when that thing hits.
In the 60 years man has been sending stuff into space, only one person has ever been hit by falling space.
Yeah, the
junk.
Woman what's that got hit?
Lottie
right?
Williams. And it was just like a piece of fabric material that kind of brushed her on the shoulder. But the scientist interviewed in this article, Beetle, is with you.
I'm reading a story right here that says Wisconsin.
Close to Michigan.
Appropriately, you know, Felger being from Wisconsin, this is entirely appropriate. China's Tiangong 1 space station could fall to Earth over Wisconsin next week. Ooh. It says an update on the expected re-entry of China's space station has been announced. The European Space Agency predicts the space station will fall back to Earth. They now have the window of March 30th to April 6th.
18 hours ago, I'm reading Louisiana.
It says southern Wisconsin is right on the edge of the span.
A lot of space
okay.
in between
okay.
there.
Okay. So, yeah, they got a big span.
It says the odds that any debris from this station will hit one specific person are about 1 million times smaller than winning the Powerball lottery. So your odds are good of not getting hit by the Volkswagen falling out of space, as Zoe put it. The odds are pretty good. 617-779.
The Chinese Volkswagen.
The German Volkswagen. No, Volkswagen is German.
It's a Chinese space station.
Okay. Oh, I got you. So
there it
let's
is.
Let's go with the...
don't.
Some of the cars over there.
No. Massachusetts not in the swath of area, though.
We're not between the 43 and the 43 in the parallels there?
Honda.
In the latitude?
I think it's a Honda.
Honda.
Why Honda?
Is that a Japanese car? No.
No, but this is a Chinese.
Okay, Chinese car. I don't know. I'll look some up.
Okay, very good. Here's Hardy with the
headlines. Stay correct on that.
The way that I expected him to be? Whoa!
Jesus Christ.
What the hell?
Sports Hub Headlines.
Bruins lost to the Blues last night, 2-1 in overtime in St. Louis, but that 1 point was good enough to get them into the postseason. Ryan Donato out there again, and again scoring a goal for the Bruins, his second in as many games as a member of the team. Road trip continues tomorrow night in Dallas. Celtics open up their road trip, 4 games also tomorrow night in Portland against the Trailblazers. Walter McCarty, Celtics assistant coach, is now the new head coach of the University of Evansville men's basketball team. San Antonio Spurs held a players-only meeting trying to get Kawhi Leonard to come back to the lineup. He's only played 9 games this season. He's been sitting out the rest with a right quad injury. Also, Patriots and Marquise Flowers agreeing to a 1-year deal. Headlines are brought to you by Pride Kia. Always the best price on the Linway in Lynn. Pride Kia of Lynn.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Lack of regret.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
To me, here in LA. So
nice.
Don't forget that.
The way that I expected him to be. Whoa!
Jesus.
Falling space debris. Right here in studio. On Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Expecting him to be. They're very similar. Play him again. First, the Yeti.
To me, here in L.A. So
nice.
Don't forget that.
That was Zoe throwing a coffee mug against the wall for no reason.
No, it was a Yeti, and that they shouldn't have cameras on when we're on air. There's a big sign right there, and we come in studio.
Oh, that's so they moved the camera, so you threw that ginormous stainless steel.
Lights were on, and they were testing things.
Zoe was having none of it.
We were live on air. It was distracting.
And then this most recent one a few minutes ago when a light just fell out of the ceiling, and
the way that I expected him to be. Whoa!
Jesus Christ.
What the hell?
It's close.
enjoy football, food, and more with Tom Brady at the Best Buddies Challenge. June 1st and 2nd. Register today at TeamTomBrady.com. I'm going to remind you about that. We'll keep reminding you about that. TeamTomBrady.com is where you got to go.
Your mic's...
Yeah, it's weird. It moves a little and it makes a weird sound, and I apologize.
That's okay.
It's not my problem. Someone else. Oh, man. That is funny. So, what do you want to talk about? You got anything?
Yeah, I want to talk about... Yeah, I want to go back to these quarterbacks.
Go for it.
Because I think this thing, and it was interesting. I thought there was a really good breakdown from Jordan Palmer, who is now the coach. And he talks about knowing the Darnold family for a long time. And this is interesting, the whole tie-in here. Because if Hugh Jackson, the head coach at Cleveland, has any say in his draft, and Jim Lout even brought this up to me today, you know, Jimmy Haslam was there with the parents yesterday, the Darnolds, watching the pro day in the rain. Don't forget, who was the offensive coordinator with Cincinnati and also went to the Raiders, and he gave up a lot of picks to get Carson Palmer.
Two first-round picks for Carson Palmer.
Guess who the backup was on that team, too? It was Jordan Palmer. So there's a lot of institutional knowledge here and inside little tricks to the trade as to, okay, what do you think about this, that, or the other? As we really research this thing as to which guy sitting there with the number one pick should we go after? Do we want the back from Penn State, Barkley? Or, boy, are we going to take one of these three, meaning Rosen? And I still think it's one of the three. I think it's Rosen, Allen, or Darnold. To me, comparing the way Darnold threw yesterday to the group, and I watched closely the combine, I think Darnold's at the top of the class right now. Now, according to Rap Sheet, Rosen threw in a downpour today at UCLA's workout. So you had sprinkles yesterday, a little bit of rain, in which Darnold threw. And Rosen elected to throw in a downpour today, so he's trying to up him one. I'll show you, buddy. You know, Pac-10 challenger. So there's going to be a lot of jockeying going back and forth. But the thing that I thought was interesting that Palmer said, and he was really good on NFL Network sitting down with the crew there, that we tried to take all the negatives that were being said about Sam. And he talked about, you know, he's so athletic that he kind of has that hunch over in the gun. And he says, sometimes when you get outside the pocket, you're throwing on the move. Whoa. You know, and if you're in that hunch stance, studying tape of many guys, it ends up being everything's on the arm. So if everything, we're trying to get him to be more upright posture-wise. And you could see, remember how rigid he looked yesterday? The back, you know, shoulders back, ball's tucked in tight, and it's boom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back foot hits, and that ball's out. He said everything's about predicated on timing at the next level. And there's some concerns with footwork. And any concerns they have with footwork, whether it's backing out, reverse pivot, off the play fake, is the head not around? We tried to address every single one of those. We didn't want to just come out here and say, we're going to drive the ball on outs. They were so selective in the routes that they ran, and I thought he threw the ball beautifully yesterday, especially in the rain. So we'll see. It's going to be a good back and forth as to which one's better. And can somebody really fall in love with a Baker Mayfield to where he could leapfrog over one of those? There may be a chance where it's 1, 2, 3, 4 in this draft. All four quarterbacks go. And it's funny. You see some people talk about Lamar Jackson to where they have him ranked 5th on draft boards. And it goes all the way down to 43 and 41 and others. And Houston elected and requested to have a private workout with Lamar Jackson. Like, what are they going to do? Do they really think they want to pick him in the first round if he falls to them? Or a second round pick? I mean, that's a head scratcher to me because you already got Deshaun Watson. Unless they're thinking to move him somewhere else and combine him and put him on the field with Watson at the same time. Well, that one's on Billy. He doesn't seem like the Billy O'Brien type of quarterback to me. From an accuracy standpoint, like Deshaun Watson's extremely athletic, as is Lamar Jackson. Both can run pretty much the same. I think Jackson's quicker, but Watson's an accurate thrower.
Jackson's way more of an athlete, except
Watson's a way better quarterback.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson is more of a Billy O'Brien type quarterback. We're going to throw all the routes, you know, and accurately. This is no disrespect to Lamar Jackson. I just think he's very inaccurate.
No, but athletically, Watson's really good, but Lamar Jackson's like Michael Vick.
He's a freak show.
I look at Watson and say that's a quarterback who also happens to be somewhat athletic.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's an athletic guy. Yeah. I look at Jackson and say there's an athlete who's trying to figure out how to be a quarterback.
Yeah. I just worry about him getting killed at the next level, too. Yeah. How many times can you scamper and run? Yeah, but it's just, it's going to be a real, real buildup as we get into April and that second half up to 26th, the draft, April 26th, Thursday night. A lot of anticipation down in Dallas as to where these kids are going.
Yeah, I just keep wondering if the Patriots are going to use a pick on a quarterback in there somewhere. Yeah, and if all these guys are going high and all these guys are highly coveted, does that move more and more guys up the board and away from the Patriots?
Yeah, like the you know the Rudolphs, Mason Rudolph. You got the Kyle Lauletta from Richmond. You got the kid out at Washington State, graded out pretty good.
What if Lamar Jackson's on the board when they pick?
No. No. Unless you're completely revamping and changing your offense, and if you think he's a guy. Or unless you're going to use him for something else. I don't know, would you rather have him or Brandon Cooks?
Do you like him, Jim? You like Lamar Jackson?
I'm intrigued by the athleticism. I've always been intrigued by like Michael Vick type of guys, though. So I don't know if they'll change, but if they're going to evolve going forward.
Vick seemed bigger and stronger and ready for the next level.
Vick could have been like the best quarterback ever.
Yep.
Could have.
This guy's like Vic.
I think he had crappy coaches. He had teams that didn't push him hard enough.
Bad people around him.
Yeah. Obviously was distracted by whatever he was doing off the field. He could have been the best. Really. I mean, just had all the ability in the world.
Yep.
Was still pretty damn good, but just not. He had more potential.
Never hit his potential.
Could have been better. He was so good. So good. Look at that year in Philadelphia he had with like Marty Morningweg.
He threw.
Right?
Yeah.
The reason I wonder is because Josh.
And he put in the time and put in the effort and took coaching and was great. He could have been consistently great his entire career. What about Josh?
I mean, the fact that he's there is the wild card. If he is the guy in waiting, that's the wild card.
Because he was willing to take Tim freaking Tebow.
Maybe that was his mistake and he's not going to ever do it again. That's what style he wants going forward.
Today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life with Waken180WeightLoss.com. Good day for takeaways. A lot of things happening in this studio.
I'm going to get to an email quick from a listener. David emailed in when we were talking about the catch rule today.
I got an email, too, that had a great point. Go ahead.
Might be the same email. I don't know if he emailed you as well.
Nope.
He said, new catch rule, removing the official's judgment. Now this is, you know what? Based on the wacky rules that the NFL wants to put in place, this is perfectly acceptable to submit. He says, if the receiver touches the ball but does not catch it, it should be a fumble. If the receiver does not touch the ball, it should be a fumble. In other words, all forward passes should be fumbles until someone on either team recovers it. How awesome would that be?
I'd play Keystone Cop song.
Be like rugby.
That's pretty good.
Live ball!
Pretty good, Beetle.
Everything's a live ball until someone jumps on it and recovers.
This one, this email real quick here from Joe G, straight to my account here. The Gronkowski stuff. Remember Bands Will Make Her Dance? And everybody's like, what's that mean? He wants
bands
money. Money
dance.
Will make me dance.
Make
hey, guys,
dance.
And I said this at the time. I said, look what Gronk has in his left hand. He's got the bands. Like they said, he's at the pool party.
Yeah,
he was
stretch bands.
Resistance bands.
Hey, guys, that could have been Gronkowski showing support for Guerrero as he's dancing with the band, saying, bands make me feel better. The workouts make me. So add that.
Meaning.
If we're going to read that much into social media,
meaning.
Everybody thinks it's bands will make me dance, like the money will make me come back or make me dance.
And a bleep you to Bill.
Here's why I automatically dismiss it.
Here's your Moses Cabrera squats and power cleans right
I'm at the pool in Miami.
Did he look cut up or did he look cut up? Bands will make me dance.
Here's
that
what,
means the Guerrero stuff.
You
makes
want
me
to dance?
Better.
You want to dance, Bill? Well, this is what we're dancing.
This is good.
We're dancing with resistance.
Thank you very much,
Guerrero.
Joe, for that email.
This you want to play ball?
This is why I dismiss it, because Felger walked in the studio and was nodding his head in agreement. Yep.
No,
he likes it.
I'm quick to dismiss those. That's pretty good, though. That one.
Alex Guerrero did not invent resistance bands.
Who got this guy training that way? That guy. Who
you don't know that.
Yes, I do. Yes, he is there.
No, that's absolutely
he's working out there.
None of the trainers at Gillette Stadium ever had him work with resistance bands before?
No, only
before
one.
Alex Guerrero.
Brady would have to go to Cabrera and say, hey, put this band on me and treat me like a dog.
Guerrero.
Moses Cabrera. Moses Cabrera. He's the strength, guy.
Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah. So here's my takeaway today. Little play-by-play here. I told you a long time ago, Hardy and Beetle invented this little cat mouse game, you know, with their little reindeer games they play during the breaks.
Reindeer games.
Well, wiffle ball bat in the.
It takes the place of throwing the disc.
Yep.
Which you and I do.
So it's starting to
split it up.
Right, so it bugged me a little bit.
I was all pissy about it.
Yeah, I'm not pissy. I'm trying to focus. Get ready for next segment. Jim's in there.
Best joke of the day.
Jim's in there trying to produce the segment. So Jim did me a little favor. He ran on the play-by-play here. So here's a live little look on, live little hearing as to what goes on during the breaks.
Bubble. Two on. All right, two out. One strike.
Yep. Out. And out.
Good game.
3-1 win. Keep going.
Okay.
You're up. Let's play two.
Let's go, batter up.
We're taking the afternoon off.
That was...
Oh! Two outs, two strikes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ring up. Three outs!
That is not why the light fell during our show.
It's not. We're hitting pieces of
paper.
Wadded up pieces of paper.
It just keeps you in the sports mode, you know, during the breaks. I mean, some people get water.
Keeps
you know,
it competitive.
Other people like to compete.
Yeah.
Well, we had to find something that could do no damage to anybody or anything.
Yeah. Right. And you did.
We have found that thing.
Yeah. Right.
That light fell on its own today.
Had nothing to do with us.
It's right during a segment. Boom.
Not a damn thing.
Yeah. What's Maz's face going to look like now? Well, those lights aren't even on during the show, so it doesn't matter.
No, those aren't TV lights.
I mean, there's talk about bringing back the spring 98.5, the Sports Hub Wiffle Ball Tournament.
So who participated in that last time?
Felger's nodding in approval
Felger,
already.
Billy Lanny.
Yep.
You.
Yeah, the teams will obviously be different this time around. Keith played with Jones.
Is there beer?
Keith, who still carries around his own personalized wiffle ball bat in the trunk of his car.
Gear. His trunk is full of gear.
Weirdo.
Yeah.
Was he Wonder Wiffle Boy?
Who else?
Yeah. We had three teams.
Loth would be sneaky good.
We had three teams. I cannot remember who's on the third team. I want to say, so it was J. Deere, Jones, Keith, me, Felger, Billy, and then there was a third team that I cannot remember who was on it. Mm.
Billy says no. No third
team. No, it was just two teams? Is that right? All right, it was two teams. Best of three, I think we probably played. There it is. Two teams, best of three. It was great. Artie, you were working. You were on the air.
Yeah,
the troop.
Every time I wanted to go out and like just watch for a second, you guys would take breaks during every commercial.
Well, we tried
break,
to
too.
Get Troop to do a little play-by-play. It would have been better than whatever else he was doing that day. Way back! Way
porn.
Back!
He won't do way back.
Lanny did a way back. Had a big one.
He won't way do back. Way back. What is
on
that?
The left
what's
field
his problem?
Wall.
Won't do it.
Into
that's
the
like
old
what he's
people
known
daycare
for.
Next door.
He had a Russian place.
Yeah, well, one of the Russians.
Hey,
one of the Russians.
Not two of you. We hit some little we hit a ball back.
We hit a ball over the fence. They wouldn't.
Our American ball with holes in it.
Hey, Gorbachev.
Hey, how's your satellite?
Throw the ball back.
Hey, big Sputnik fans. Sputnik.
My takeaway today, the rants that Hardy had out of the gate today.
Oh, no snow.
Why is it? So shut up with your fake laughing for a second. This is a serious question.
Yes,
I want to know why Boston Public Schools has to cancel so early when everywhere else, big school districts, why is it that they can wait until the morning of, but Boston has, oh no, we need tons of lead time. We got to have 12, 18 hours, you know, to plan things out. Well, why is it that other districts can do it the morning of? Why is Boston so different? And I don't want guesses. Well, I think it's because of the buses. No, no, no. I don't want think. I want the answer. I want somebody to give me a freaking answer on this. It's horrible judgment. It stinks. It's crap. It's garbage. You know how many lives get affected when they pull crap like this? It sucks. And they're in school now until June 28th. I believe June 28th now is their last day. So you screw up everybody's day, and you screw up another day of the summer, and you screw up vacation plans and everything else because you have to cancel school at 6 o'clock last night. And there's a handful of districts that go off of what Boston does, too. I'm sure that's why Everett's closed today. That's why Medford's closed today.
Everett's closed today?
Everett's closed today.
For what?
I don't know.
Because they go off of Boston.
It's time to move out of the city, bro.
Yeah, time to get out into the burbs.
City's too unionized.
Checked. A couple of towns had school today. I think we've made the right call. It's going to be
sad. Kirkland's a nice place.
Love Roslindale. Love it. Love everything
Ken's
about
got
it.
That little, right off 138 right there, a little gas and go. That liquor store right there. Okay. Got Fluff and Pump, all that.
End of an era. No longer keeping it real.
No more. Hey, tournament's back tonight. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.